Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. This is Panther Muscle Fit, pro NGA bodybuilder and also a pro NGA classic physique competitor. I started my fitness journey back in 2002, joined in the military, Navy, and first access to a gym. And from that point on, you always started your fitness journey as a young teenager. I say everyone starts around usually 11, 12 years old in their fitness journey. And muscle magazines were the thing back then. Of course, my first muscle magazine I picked up was Flex Magazine. On the cover was Flex Wheeler. And I just got really inspired by seeing Flex on front of the Flex magazine, and then looking inside, you see all the guys, the physiques, you see all the guys with the women and the way they train, and you say, man, you know, I would like to look like that or even achieve a physique like that. You're just inspired because, of course, you see these physiques in the magazine, and then you see all the superheroes back in the day, all the comic book characters, and these guys here were quite an inspiration. But, yeah, I was always in shape, always trained. There was a lot of calisthenics back then because, of course, you didn't have access to a gym. You know, grew up in Philadelphia, West Philly, 51st and Wallusen, around the corner from 52nd and Girard, if anyone knows that area. But anyways, fast forward, after high school, trained with weights. You know, had your plastic weights with the sand inside. You made your handles out of wood, whatever you could find. And then in 2002, man, just joined the military, had full access to a gym. And from that point on, your bodybuilding lifestyle started. The magazines were still a thing, way before social media even had its foot in the door, even was scratching the surface. You learned a lot, and just learning from the magazines, reading the articles on how the guys trained, on how they ate, you know, the new exercises that were hitting the wave. Everyone was really talking about the basics, and there was a lot of injuries going on, but you would never hear about this because it was only magazine based. So as I read more and more throughout the years, muscle magazines, I had my whole rack, my whole bunk was full of muscle magazines I will always go back to and reference because that's all you had. And every time something new came out, I would say, okay, I've read this before. You'll have certain magazines with really not much content when it comes to training. They'll talk about certain topics. And some magazines were a bust, you know, but you always learn something from at least one article that they had in the magazine. You know, a lot of over time, a lot of magazines started publishing a lot of supplements that were hitting the market. So there was always a new supplement out, and a lot of supplement companies weren't really scratching the surface very much. I mean, you had Gaspari Nutrition, which done really good even to this day. Gaspari is still one of the number one supplement companies that's out, but you have so many other supplement companies out now that are really in competition with each other. And of course, someone's always trying to bring out a new product better than the next and better than the other competitor. I mean, that's how the supplement business has been running for decades. But you always find out the newest pro bodybuilder on the scene. And I mean, you grow up, when you're reading the magazines, it was all about the IFBB, you know, you never really knew about the NPC. And me personally, as a natural bodybuilder, I don't really follow NPC at all. You know, I don't, anything NPC, I don't pay attention to. You still keep up with IFBB, International Federation of Bodybuilders. And because it's what you grew up on. You know, it's the first magazine you picked up. You know, you got Flex Magazine, you had Muscle Mag, you had Iron Man, you have MD, Muscular Development. And then over the years, you started getting Reps Magazine, you started getting Fitness RX, you started getting Men's Fitness. Muscle and Fitness has been out for like eons, which is still a very large magazine to this day still. But back in that time, Muscle and Fitness really focused on bodybuilding. But now Muscle and Fitness over the last decade has really been really focusing on fitness as a whole, because now you got so many different, you know, fitness genres out now. I mean, everything started with just weightlifting, you know, and then, but bodybuilding has been around forever. And then you had powerlifting out, that's been out forever. Strongman has been out forever. And then you started getting other things out. You started getting like CrossFit, and then you started getting like the Spartan runs, and then you started getting the Tough Mudder runs, and then you started getting the other sports affiliations, you know, almost equivalent to like CrossFit, you know. And now fitness as a whole has really evolved. And my whole thing has been bodybuilding. And I'm really big into calisthenics. Like right now, I do still compete in bodybuilding, but now it's more, my training is more calisthenic based, you know, with very little weights, but only weights when, on occasion, when that time comes around, if I'm training with a friend of mine and we're in the gym, you know, we're going to hit weights, you know. But when I'm on my own, it's mainly calisthenics. And calisthenics has been around for like the beginning of time, if you want to go that far, you know. Calisthenics has been out forever. Calisthenics is really big, you know, and I've been really big into calisthenics. I always did calisthenic training during my preps, you know, in bodybuilding. But now I do calisthenics pretty much full time now with, like I said, very little weights, you know. And I stick to the basics when it comes to calisthenics, you know. Calisthenics has really evolved over the last decade as well, you know. It's really out there. And so many different styles and main moves of calisthenics, you know. So right now, doing calisthenics as my training, as my base training for competing. But now at the age of 37, you know, things are getting harder, you know, but you still want to keep that strong mind, that, hey, you know, things may be slowing down, but you're still a young man, you know. Still, I believe a lot of people are still young out there chasing something, kind of living life, like following their path, if you will. Because everyone has a path they follow. Everyone has a quest along the journey. I say quest because the journey can be till the end of time, until, you know, until it's the end of the road, you know. But there's a quest in every journey. You know, you're along the way, you're accomplishing or on a mission to complete something along the journey, and then you get back on the path and continue on the road. Fitness as a whole right now, I definitely have my opinions in fitness when because there's so many different rules now. You know, there's a lot of different processes, if you will, put it that way. Like, there's so many different opinions on everything. Everybody has their own opinion. There's facts over opinion. And there's, it's very, of course, the fitness industry as a whole is very saturated. It's always good to get your source information from different people and different outlets. Of course, you pick the one that works for you, someone that you trust. Because everybody's going to have a different answer. Someone's going to have a different opinion. They may throw that out there. So one of my biggest opinions are that from experience, you know, I'm also a certified personal trainer, but from experience, because I really think it comes down to experience than over reading source material, getting educated on fitness and diet and just training and this just lifestyle. But through experience, you learn a lot of things about your body and that and other people's bodies. Everyone's different, of course, but some people may function the same as others. Everyone's going to function different than the other person. So I don't believe in diets. That's my opinion. But from experience, I don't believe in diets at all, because one of the biggest reasons is that a lot of people may get on a diet and a lot of people can't stick to the diet. Now, you got to be really strict on the diet and just follow it to a T. And that's going to be almost impossible to do, because you got other life things that come in the way of that and may set you back. But a lot of people say if you stay on track, you can accomplish the goal. A diet, I think, is like a almost like a band-aid, you know, just to cover, you know, to cover up a wound until it heals up. And then you're back at it again, and then like you take the band-aid off and get rid of it. That's pretty much like what a diet is. Some people may get on a diet to lose weight, and then they get off the diet once they get off of the diet. The diet is like pretty much pushed to the side because they have the physique that they want or pretty much close to it, and then they just go out there, show the world. Kind of, have your glory moment or moments, and try to maintain it as much as possible. But then there's also roadblocks that get in the way. And what I mean by roadblocks is you got other people that may get in the way of you staying on top of that goal or staying on top of that lifestyle, because you may have friends that may not have the same lifestyle. So your friends may want to go out. Your friends may want to go out and party, and then like there's a wrench thrown into the gears for sabotage, because they may say, "Wow, they're in pretty good shape. Oh, they can go out and have a drink or two, or they can go out and have some food with us and this and that." And you know that you cannot possibly eat that. Now, the thing that another philosophy that I have, in my opinion, is that everybody, of course, like I said again, everybody's body works different when it comes to food. And everybody's body works different when it comes to training. But there's one of the biggest problems in fitness is that a lot of people don't know their body. And they don't know their body when it comes to eating the food. And they don't know their body when it comes to the training. And there's people out there that don't take the time to learn their body as they're going through the journey of their fitness journey. They're not learning their body at all. They're doing certain things, and there's a thing called the mirror that I highly believe in a million times more than the scale. Okay, I barely jump on the scale. If I jump on the scale, it's probably once a week, and just for the fun of it, to see where your weight is. Not that it matters to me, but I mean, the mirror tells all. The mirror never lies. The mirror is going to tell you the truth of how you look. Now, of course, there's different mirrors than others, that may make you look a certain way. And you may have a mirror in your home, you may have a mirror in your gym, you may have a mirror in an establishment you're at and see your body and say, "Wow, I look pretty good." And then you get to another mirror, and then it shows you something different, and you're like, it's a letdown. And say, "Man, what happened? Like, how did I gain this weight? Or, man, I need to go train, and I need to put on some pounds, and or slim down here, and this and that." It's a mind game with fitness. It's a lifestyle, of course, but it's a mind game at the same time. Of course, you're going to make mistakes. Your mind's going to be playing tricks on you. You're going to do things that you may regret doing, and say, "Damn, there was really nothing wrong. I think the mind just got in the way." Or someone may have an opinion and say, "Man, you're getting small." Or, "Are you losing weight?" Or, "Did you gain a few pounds?" Like that, The one thing people might want to do in fitness, and that I recommend, is don't always listen to another person's opinion if they're saying that just to be saying it. You know, you have to listen to someone. You're going to get different opinions out there from everyone. That's just how it is. But you want to get your opinions from a trusted source. You don't want to get your opinion from somebody that said, wow, you look great. You know, and that's a physique that they admire, or in their eyes, they see that physique is attainable, or it's not like too much and it's not too middle, too little. It's like right in the middle there, something that they would like to look like, or they would like to see and say, wow, that's, you know, that physique looks great. You know, but then you'll come out there and you'll be like looking extreme, you know, naturally, you know, because I'm really big advocate for natural anything fitness. You know, I'm totally like anti-drug, totally, like be like totally anti-drug, dude. I do not have respect. I cannot say that I don't have respect. I do have respect to people that admit that they're on drugs. If they're on any kind of anabolic drug or any kind of steroid at all, and they admit that they're on it, you have my respect, you know. But if you're one of those guys or women, okay, that go around and, you know, bullshit the idea and say that, oh, you know, I'm all natural, I'm not on anything, okay, then it's going to be like, okay, good day. That's pretty much how it is. You can't go around telling people a fairy tale story about that you're not on anabolics when you really are. And sometimes there's a lot of people out there where it's hard for them to figure that out. To say, wow, are they on steroids? Like, people are going to say steroids because it's the old school term. And I know that the term today is gear. You know, or I just use anabolics. I say anabolics all the time because that's pretty much what it is. It's anabolics and it's pretty much steroids. It's anabolic steroids, you know. And there's people out there that admit that they're on it. And because at the same time, a lot of people in the fitness industry may have sponsors and endorsers. So if they admit that they're on any kind of drug or anything like that, you know, they're going to drop them like a bad habit, because that's a lot of companies, sponsors and endorsers don't support that. They don't fund it because it's making them look bad. They say, hey, we're promoting this, you know, here's an athlete who's on anabolic steroids, you know, come see our athlete, you know, achieve a physique like this when it's really unachievable because they're on drugs. Anabolic drugs. So that's just my take on that. I'm not really a big fan of people that's on anabolics. I'm totally against it. But like I said, people that admit that they're on it, you know, as I said before, you have my respect from, you know, you always have my respect for admitting that you're on it. But I'm not a fan of it. But I say, you know, I can't dislike you for taking them. You know, but I mean, it's just, I think it's another part of life in the sport of fitness, you know, that's been, that's getting more accepted, you know, worldwide, of course, but it's been around forever. But back to the diet part, I had to get off subject maybe a few times on this podcast here. When it comes to diet, like I said, I don't believe in diets. Everyone's body works differently. If you're eating a certain food, if you know a certain food does not digest in your system well, or that it bothers your stomach, or that it doesn't feel right after you eat it, or if it causes like anything, like if it causes a headache, or if it causes like muscle pains or something like that, or just, you know, anything with the digestive tract, you want to eat that food maybe once a week or not at all. That's how I look at it. Or every other week, if you know it bothers you. But not even the fact of bothering you, but what I'm trying to get at is that it's putting size on your waistline. That's number one. if you know that it's gonna put weight on you in the wrong places, that's a once a week food or every other week to stay on track of just where you want to be. That's why I don't believe in diets. The foods that you know don't bother you, that you know that don't add to your waistline, that you know that'll won't hinder your physique in any way. It'll put the size on in the right places, and it'll help you maintain your muscle size or your physique, even in a lean standpoint, like it does your physique good. That's when I say those are the foods that you want to eat. And that's not even on a daily basis. You can eat those foods a few times a week and just keep mixing it up. Me personally, as I said, from experience, you know what kind of foods do good for your body. Even though some people may look at it and say, wow, you know, those are all the foods that they tell you not to eat. And I say I eat those foods because it works for me. You want to eat the foods that work for your body. You don't want to, another thing about fitness, just the world of fitness, a lot of people think that chicken, fish, rice, you know, oatmeal, you throw that in there. And, you know, you can throw in like lean meats, things like that. You know, those are the kind of foods that you want to eat, fruits, vegetables, and all that thing. That's like the foundational foods that you want to eat, like the good stuff. They say, oh, those are the good foods and everything like that. But even the good foods may make you hold water, may make you put size on the waistline, because that certain food or even certain fruit or put on your waistline, and you may not even know it. That's like people eating yogurt. Yogurt has the same, like they have the same deal. Like some yogurts put size on people's waistline because there's certain fats in yogurt that people don't know about. I know a lot of people, I know what it says, like it has zero calories and it has a little bit of calories, it has the protein in it. A lot of people just really get it for the protein. I don't think a lot of people really pay attention to all the other preservatives and everything like that, you know, the macros and things. I don't really use the word macros, but macronutrients, if you want to put it that way, on the nutritional facts, if everyone pays attention to that or not. See, me from another standpoint, I don't count any macronutrients at all. I just go by the mirror. And some people actually do that. Some people don't count anything because sometimes it can be a headache. It's micromanaging. You know, your diet, your physique, all that, you know, and it's too much to do that. If a lot of people, in my opinion, would just go by the mirror, I think in the long run, they will be better off. And if you want to go to the doctor, get checked up twice a year, which is the norm, then by all means, you know, of course, stay on top of your physique, you know, medically. And just if you want to go to the doctor, check the heart rate and check your blood pressure, get your blood work and all that stuff like that. Even if you're a natural, just fitness person and you just want to see how your physique is functioning, like your body, by all means, check that out. You know, check the kidneys, you know, check the liver, the heart, as I said before, like check all your bodily organs and things like that. Just check it out. See how much shape you're in, you know, and that's just something, because you never know. Something life altering may occur that you never know about. But that's another thing to, you know, in fitness, just to stay on top of things and just stay in shape. Avoid injuries at all costs. You know, don't be going out there doing nothing crazy or nutty. You know, trying to show off or trying to be noticeable, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, as they always say. That term has been around for eons as well. And a lot of the training, I'll get into another podcast on that when it comes to training, because there's a lot of views I have on training. But I'm going to end the podcast here. I hope that the insight of how I got started and my opinions, my views may help someone else get a little bit of insight on fitness and help them out in their journey. I'm going to say this is podcast number one. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to, speak my piece. And hopefully there's more podcasts to come. This is Panther Muscle Fit. I'll see you next time. Peace.